somebody the other day challenging Christians to complete the following sentence. God is holy, but I am... What word springs to mind? As a Christian, if you're a Christian listening to that sentence, what word would you put at the end? We tried this on a home group last Wednesday, asking the question, asking people in the Zoom room to complete the sentence, God is holy, but I am. And I think 100% from those who were willing to say what sprung to mind, finished the sentence with the word not. God is holy, but I am not. Now, of course, according to the Bible, God's word, that is absolutely true. God is perfectly holy, perfectly pure, entirely without sin. We're not. We're not perfectly pure, perfectly holy, entirely without sin. As Christians, we're not. We still sin. But there is another way of finishing that sentence, actually, which is just as profound and arguably more. That's to say, God is holy, but I am loved. Let that sink in for a moment. God is perfectly holy, pure, without sin, cannot look upon sin, but I, one who sins every day, am loved by him. Isn't that wonderful? We need to be reminded of that. Even as Christians, we need to be reminded of that glorious truth that God so loved the world in all its sin and in all his holiness. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have everlasting life. Our verse in Philippians today is this. It's from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 20. It simply says, now to our God and Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Now I wonder how you feel with that command that we must glorify God, that idea that God is to be glorified. Sometimes as Christians we can look at our circumstances, find them difficult, and the idea of giving God glory does not thrill our hearts. If we're honest, that happens because yes, there is still sin in us. We struggle. The fact is though, God could, and God does, demand that we glorify him. He is worthy of all glory. Nothing else is, but he is, and it is right that he be glorified by us. But if he left it at the command, our attempts to glorify him might be rather cold, rather lacking in feeling of desire to genuinely glorify him. But the thing is, that command to glorify God, to give him glory in all things, for the Christian, we must remember it's in the context of him having loved us, graciously giving us his Son, Christ Jesus. God doesn't just demand that we glorify him. When we stop and we dwell on what he has graciously, lovingly, kindly done for us in his Son, the Lord Jesus, it draws out our desire to glorify him. It's the only logical thing to do, and it fits with what he has done, who he is, and what we have received in Christ. God has worked out his plan of salvation in such a way that he has blessed us in Christ lavishly for his own glory, as he draws out our thankfulness, draws out our praise, draws out our worship, draws out our glorifying of him.